How to Pursue a Career in Law.
Hi, James. Thanks for seeing me at such short notice.
That's okay, and nice to see you again.
And you. So, what can I get you?
A pint of bitter, please.
I'll just go and get it.
So, how can I help?
Well, I was hoping to pick your brains about a career in law.
Are you thinking of retraining?
Oh, no. It's not for me. It's for my daughter, Susan. She's just finishing her law degree, and she's mentioned pursuing a career in law. She's in her last year at university, so I've told her that she's got to start thinking about what to do next. I've suggested talking to you, but she's been too busy with exams and things. The annoying thing is that she's been talking about going away for a year. Of course, I've warned her that given the current economic climate, that probably isn't such a good idea. I've tried to talk her into thinking about her career first, but she's got all these other ideas. She can be so stubborn at times. But anyway, I thought I'd talk to you about it.
Well, what do you need to know?
Well, I've heard that once you qualify as a lawyer, you need to decide whether you want to be a barrister or a solicitor. I was wondering whether you could tell me what the difference is.
Well, basically, there are two types of lawyers, solicitors and barristers. A barrister speaks in a court of law, arguing a client's case, whereas a solicitor works mostly from an office, preparing documents and investigating points of law.
Oh, right.
But first of all, I suggest you ask Susan what sort of law she's interested in. There are lots of different types. For example, there's family law, which deals with divorce and care of children. Then there's property law, to do with the ownership of property. For example, when you buy a house, you need a lawyer. Other types include employment law and business law.
Okay, and this is the sort of law that you do, isn't it?
Well, we practice law rather than do it, but yes, that's right, I'm a solicitor.
So how would Susan become a solicitor?
Well, once she's finished at university, she'll need to apply to a law school in order to do a legal practice course, an LPC. University law degrees themselves are usually quite theoretical. However, law school teaches you how to work as a lawyer.
And how long does the legal practice course take?
Usually a year, if she passes her exams.
And then she'll be a solicitor?
No, she then has to complete a 2-year training contract with a law firm as a trainee solicitor. So in other words, she has to find a law firm that'll give her a job. If she's successful after 2 years, she'll be qualified.
Okay, so it takes quite a long time?
Yes, and she'll have to continue studying after she qualifies. Laws are constantly changing, and solicitors have to keep on top of any changes.
And how easy is it to find a job?
Well, again, this depends on what she's interested in. The best paid jobs are with the Magic Circle.
The Magic Circle?
Yes, they're the top 5 law firms in the country. They specialise in commercial law, taxation and litigation. Their lawyers get very well paid, but they work incredibly hard. It's a stressful job. She'll need to be very good and very ambitious to get a job in the Magic Circle.
OK, that's solicitors. But what about barristers? They're the ones with the special robes and wigs, aren't they?
Yes, that's right.
So how could Susan become a barrister?
Well, after completing her legal practice course at law school, she'll need to do a year-long training course called the BPTC, the Bar Professional Training Course.
The bar?
Yes, barristers are called to the bar when they qualify.
And is it a good job?
It's very interesting, but you have to work as a freelancer, so there's not much job security. However, successful barristers called QCs, Queen's Counsel, can earn a lot of money. And then they can even go on to...